Blog Talk Radio.
Mano negra aquí presente condena las inútiles pruebas nucleares en el Pacífico. No a la bomba, no a la muerte. No a la bomba, no a la muerte.
C'est une guerre, une vraie guerre. Vous ne pouvez pas imaginer qu'ils encerclent le Parlement et se préparent à l'attaque.
Vincent the Bay, as always here on my Vincent the Bay account on BTR. I'm your host for the next hour and 55 minutes now. We're billing this as the Elección Especial. I will, of course, touch on the election results throughout the night. Some results which have not been decided, and some that will not be decided for a long time, which is interesting. So I'm going to dive into some of that. I'm going to take your calls, of course. That's what takes priority here. And the number is 347-826-7667. I want to give a big shout to PD of LA, Mrs. PG, and I sing because I'm happy for joining me here, as well as our other guests. It's a pleasure to have you here with me. I presume my audio levels are okay. You can hear what I'm saying. I'm watching Jerry Brown here give his live speech. It's a little bit after 11 o'clock here on the West Coast, in the Bay Area here in California. Jerry Brown has defeated Meg Whitman. Meg Whitman spent $160 million to lose the governorship. And that seems to be the only consolation in this whole deal. You get to see that bitch just shell out that money. What if she just donated that? She should have just donated that money to the debt or whatever, or to the Department of Education or something. No, she put it into TV ads. She did actually, people talk a lot of shit about that. The $160 million, though, did create jobs. I mean, people had to be hired staff, full-time staff people. People, they had to, rent offices. They had to do a lot of stuff. I mean, there was paychecks to dole out. There's definitely jobs created by all these campaigns. It was kind of, I have to admit, I was rooting for Meg Whitman to lose. That's what I'm not saying I'm happy with Jerry Brown. I'm just saying I was really happy not to see Meg Whitman be the governor. I don't know. There's a couple of results that are still, Alaska, I guess, will not be decided for a long time because the write-in candidates, the write-in ballots, there's like some like 37% of write-in ballots, 34% for the Republican, and then like 25% for the Democrat. So, and there's 160 some odd write-in candidates. So they're going to be counting ballots for the next like 3 months. Now that's going to create jobs, of course, which is a win-win. You want to count ballots? Move to Alaska. There's less fishing jobs there, but you know what? You can count ballots right now. And you can count on me to take your call at 347-826-7667. We can chop it up about the elezione. I'm perfectly happy doing that. Here in California, Prop 19 apparently is not passing. And I have mixed feelings about that. I'm not really, I kind of didn't really care either way. I have to admit that was the only thing I voted for, because I didn't really think it was going to do much more than what we already have. And I kind of feel like the status quo is okay. I was very tempted to vote no. Like at the last minute, I kept thinking, I should vote no. A lot of the growers wanted to vote no. But it lost by like 2%. It was like 51-49, something like that. But basically, it doesn't matter. It's basically legal already. It's like, I like the status quo personally. I think keeping it legal for medicinal purposes is great. It's already being taxed. People want to tax it. It's already being taxed. Like when you go to these dispensaries and you purchase their medicine, you get the whatever the sales tax is in California. It's like, Jesus, like 10% now, something like that. So there, people, those dispensaries are already getting revenue from those in the form of taxes. Now the cities want to get into it too. Like San Jose is trying to institute a tax. I have to check up on that. Measure U. would be they would be an increase on in taxes on marijuana or cannabis dispensaries. So that I have to look into that. But yeah, I got to check into that. That's sort of a local event for me. But I want to leave this kind of open here. Think of this as sort of like C-SPAN for crackheads and stoners. If you want to call in, the Democrat line is 347-826-7667. The Republican line is 347-826-7667. And independence, it's 347-826-7667. I'm Vince in the Bay here with you, taking your calls as we react here to Decision 2010. Looks like the overall sort of summation is the Republicans nationally have aligned themselves, and the Tea Party has helped nudge them into the majority, barely, in the House. There's some very interesting, I think the two solid wins here I see are Rand Paul and Marco Rubio. I think both those candidates did very calculated campaigns from the get-go. They both pretty much kicked off their campaigns around the same time, about 18 to 20 months ago. And those two guys ran pretty solid. And I think they are they have the potential to be some shining stars for potentially the next decade or so. But interested in what your take is. I haven't looked into the chat room. We have Mr. Ronnie Rucker joining us here. Also, Blue Sky 69. I sing because I'm happy. Mrs. PG, Mystic Butterfly 11, and PD of LA. Let's see, what is PD of LA says, I hope they were good migrants. Texas was running off our natives. The crime rate went up 10 times overnight. I'm totally out of touch with what's going on in the chat room here. Maybe I should catch up. If you are in the chat room and you want to join me, you can give me a call, 347-826-7667. Once again, the Republican line is 347-826-7667. The Democrat line is 347-826-7667. And the independent line is 347-826-7667. And I'm Vincent the Bay. This is your Elección Especial. It's how you like it, spicy. Actually, you know what? Ronnie Rucker, speaking of politics, he's our correspondent from Hawaii. He's got election coverage that he probably wants to share with us. Ronnie, it'd be great if you could enlighten us in the chat room, or if you want to call in. We've got all kinds of lines open here. But you can call me direct here in the studio. It's 347-826-7667. It's your Elección Especial. If you want to join me here and report me, maybe you were trolling the precincts this afternoon. Hey, you know what I'm gonna play for you? This is PG. I was talking to you about the balance music. I was trying to turn you on to Big Frida, the Queen Diva. And speaking of Louisiana, PD of LA, I might have played this for you already. This is Big Frida. This is a mashup, though, Big Frida with the Amsterdam Klebsner band. This is Gypsy Funk Disco. Let's enter it together, shall we?
Ladies and gentlemen, you have just arrived at the Gypsy Phonics Disco. Gypsy
Booyah. There you have it. That was Gypsyphonic Disco. That's from the mixtape Gypsyphonic Disco. I think if you just Google that, I think you can find that track. I think it's free. It's like a free download. There's the name. I think if you Google that, Gypsyphonic Disco, you can find the blog where Ben Elman, he's the sax player from Galactic. This is his project. He DJs as Gypsyphonic Disco, and he did this mixtape mashup of these New Orleans artists with all kinds of crazy shit. Mostly like Balkan gypsy influence stuff. But in that track there, you know, you might have recognized Charlie Tuna, the Manphibian from Jurassic 5, who's done a lot of stuff with Galactic. And there you have it. And we have a caller. Let's go to the line, and it's I'm sorry. We already have that person on. That's me. We do actually have people listening. We do, so technically we do have callers, but they don't have their hands up. We should remind the callers, if you want to go live, you're more than welcome to raise your hand and by pressing 1, and we'll put you on the air. Really psyched to see Ronnie Rucker laying back in the cut here again. Blue Sky 69. Icing, Cuz Unhappy, Lady Slugga, Mrs. PG, Mystic Butterfly, and PD of LA. Mixing it up in the chat room. This is great. I appreciate it here, folks. If you want to join me here live on the air, you can give me a call, 347-826-7667. I'm just doing these spontaneous shows. I usually do them like right after Miss PG does a show, or speaking of Ronnie Rucker, after Ronnie Rucker does a show, I'll be inspired to do these ones. And it's usually like around 11 o'clock-ish. And so if you follow me, you'll get the spontaneous updates, this is a puke fest on a fucking stick. This is, I got it on C-SPAN right now, and they're showing Barbara Boxer on stage with Dianne Feinstein. They're like making out. It's disgusting. Barbara Boxer, like, she's either had some serious plastic surgery in the last couple weeks, or she's got so much makeup caked on her face that she could be somebody else. Really, seriously. Could you please, like, because now we're in the HD era, like, I bet you their PR people seriously say, can you just put the camera just a little bit out of focus, just soften it up just a little bit, because you don't want to see the cracks and wrinkles, because these HD cameras pick up everything. Wait till it goes beyond HD, it goes to, like, super def or whatever is next. Like, they have definitions that are, like, of video formats that are going to be blow like what we call HD out of the fucking toilet. It's going to be ridiculous. And Barbara Boxer will not be around then. Let me tell you, either that, they'll keep the camera really far away and do the soft focus thing, which is what they're doing here on C-SPAN. Thank you, producers. Appreciate that. Anywho, if you want to get in, Lady Gaga, I got your Lady Gaga. You want some Lady Gaga? I got your Lady Gaga right here. You know, and what are you going to do about it? This goes out to all the players and the pimps and the prostitutes that were victorious and lost tonight, all of them. This is for you. I'll be right back. Give me a call, 347-826-7667. Dedicated to Barbara Boxer for her win tonight in re-election for her Senate bid. She looks like the Joker. Certainly not going to have a face for high definition. They did, after I made that comment, C-SPAN actually cut to an angle that was actually closer. You get a better look at her. She's got a ton of crap caked on her face. She might have had some work done too. I think it's the best of both worlds. She lightened her hair. Yeah, and there's that half dead corpse Dianne Feinstein hovering behind her. What a pair of the dynamic duo they are, huh? Oh my goodness. Anywho, there you have it. My man, Ronnie Wrecker, stopped by, fulfilled his request for some Lady Gaga there. And I'll do it on it sporadically. You know, don't tempt me. Feel free to try to question my authority, because I'll drop. If you want to just joke about some Lady Gaga, I'm going to test you, okay? Blue Sky said, I asked Lady Slugga if she was another Lady Gaga. Oh, no, there's a different story behind Lady Slugga. Blue Sky 69. My question is, Blue Sky 69, what's your deal? Blue Sky, so obviously your favorite sexual position is 69. Either that, you were born in 69, or you're 69 years old, or all of the above, which would make it really creepy. But we like it creepy here. We like it weird. We like it an unusual. Like we like it random. We'll take it any way we can get it, pretty much. I'm your man, Vince in the Bay, covering your Elección Especial 2-hour spectacular. We're covering the election results. Barbara Boxer reelected to the Senate here in California, defeating Carly Fiorina. Very close race. Two rich bitches going at it. Carly Fiorina, another rich ex-CEO, throwing a lot of money around. Oh, it's so ridiculous, some of the money that Silicon Valley has in it. It's just, it's a whole nother show. But we're going to stick to this show. The number is 347-826-7667. Taking your call. I'm Vince in the Bay. You can follow me on Twitter. I'm going to paste my Twitter handle to you there, and then you can go ahead and follow me on Twitter, and I'll send me a tweet, and I'll follow you back. I think most of the people in the chat room actually already following me. If not, there you have it. And once again, you're tuned to your Elección Especial, hosted by yours truly, Vince in the Bay. Give me a call, 347-826-7667. We're taking your calls. We're covering the elections live here at 11:30 p.m. Pacific time. Now, ladies and gentlemen, major pet peeve I see on Twitter, okay? People who want to say something at Pacific time, I don't think it's, you don't have to put, if you want to put Pacific time, just put PAC. A lot of people put PST, Pacific Standard Time. We're not at Pacific Standard Time right now. We will be in about a week, but right now we're Pacific Daylight Time. So it's technically PDT right now. A lot of people right now, they won't promote their little internet show. Oh, we're broadcasting live worldwide, at 4 p.m. PST, Pacific Standard Time. So, no, you're not. No, you're. I mean, okay, then you have to adjust, because right now everybody collectively is observing Pacific Daylight Time. Pacific Standard Time starts on June 7th, I think it's next week. So keep in mind, so things are happening, folks. There's so much going on. We just had Halloween. The World Series just happened. The Giants just won. Now we get the election. It's, you know, before we know it, it's going to be New Year's. It's all happening, folks. Watch out. Give me a call, 347-826-7667. Let's chop it up about the elecciones. Perhaps you have some sort of take on the elecciones. I don't think there was really any big upsets. Apparently, though, well, I don't know if this is what this means. Michelle Milken on Twitter saying that Fiorina is not conceding. Quote, gonna be a long night. We're gonna crunch data. We may not know for hours. So Barbara Boxer is delivering her speech right now at C-SPAN. I'm not listening to the, I'm just looking at it. But it looks like she's like rallying the troops and she's like saying, hey, all right. But I don't think Fiorina has conceded. I think it's like a really, last I heard it was like 47, 46 or something like that. It was really tight. So who knows? That might be a recount thing. Boxer Fiorina recount. You're going to have the Alaska thing that's going to be drawn out. Basically, the Senate, I mean, it doesn't even matter because the Senate, no one's going to have a supermajority in the Senate. Even when the Democrats did have a supermajority in the Senate, they couldn't use it to really get their solid agenda through. They had to concede a lot of stuff, way too much stuff, actually. And so it's just going to be a big train wreck, really. Gridlock, which is actually really good because these people stop spending like crazy. They spend more time arguing these bills than trying to just rubber stamp them. You know, it seems like some of these politicians, they're over there and they feel like their job is to just consistently pass bills and do these spending sprees. It's like, no, just make sure the wheels are on the, or nailed on the ship or whatever, on the collective bandwagon, and let's just keep going. I don't know. The chick that's on the opposite side of Dianne Feinstein over Barbara Boxer's shoulder is kind of hot, though. Out of the three that are up on stage, that's who I'm going for. She's Blondie. She's got the wedding band on. Damn. She's taken. Who here's for the Republicans, says Blue Sky. That's a loaded question, dude. Who here's for the Republicans? I like some Republicans. Collectively, all the Republicans? No. I like Rand Paul. I like Marco Rubio. I think those two guys, solid. I don't know if you heard me earlier, but I was saying how both those guys ran solid, consistent campaigns. They both had a few little stumbling blocks. Everybody gets a little mudslinged. They try to dig up every little thing they can. And both those guys weathered that fine. I think they're both really smart guys, and I think they're both going to do a good job. I hope that the Rand Paul from the campaign is not exactly the same Rand Paul that legislates and votes, because at least at times in the campaign trail, the Rand Paul that I saw was did not resemble his father Ron Paul at all. Lady Slug is saying politics suck. Poly in Latin terms equals lies. We all know what ticks are. Poly doesn't mean multiple. P-O-L-Y, multiple. Oh, Lady Slugger. Well, I'll tell you what. You know what, Lady Slugger? This is what you can do about this. You have the power. This is freedom here. You have the freedom to express your opinion, and you can do it via my guest call-in line number. We've got three set up for you, folks. Oh, sweet. Meg Whitman's conceding speech, I think, is coming up. This is great. I'm so glad she lost. I don't even care. It's just, that's the thing, is this election, all I do is, all I care is certain people lost, and she totally lost. Anyways, this is your Elección Especial, and I'm your host, Vincent LeBay, taking your calls for the next hour and 21 minutes. We got three lines set up. The Democrat line is 347-826-7667. The Republican line is 347-826-7667. And the Independent line is 347-826-7667. We'll be right back after this message. Stick around.
The border down Mexico way, that's where I fell in love, and the stars above came out to play. And now as I wander, my thoughts ever stray south of the border down Mexico way. Was a picture in old Spanish lace, and for a tender while I kissed the smile upon her face, for it was fiesta and we were so gay south of the border down Mexico way. Then she sighed as she whispered, mañana, never dreaming that we were parting. And I lied as I whispered, mañana, for our tomorrow never came. South of the border, I rode back one day. There in a veil of white, by candlelight, she knelt to pray. The mission bells told me that I mustn't stay south of the border, down Mexico way.
With South of the Border. And if you're still listening and still awake, I applaud you. That for some of you might have been kind of tough, but you wonder why I play a song about Mexico. Well, first of all, it's by Gene Autry, who's not Mexican, at least not to my knowledge. And I think with this Prop 19 thing, I think Mexico wins a little bit, because that means the marijuana that they import in illegally will still be a pretty solid, which is a solid base for them. So that's the closest I could weave that song into anything. Actually, the reason why I played it was, that's what I was looking at. I was my little switchboard here, and that's what the thing I was looking at, so I just played it. And there you have it. And of course, I look up and the chat room is like cut in half. Hey, I take requests. If there's something you want to play, like I had Ginger, the Gingerbread Man over here the other day, and it was just me and him kicking it for like the whole 2 hours. And I did nothing but play Gingerbread tracks, and he did like a couple of freestyles. It was amazing. But anyways, I just want to say thank you to Blue Sky 69, Lady Slugga, Mystic Butterfly 11, and PD of LA for sticking it out here with me. We're doing the election especial, and right now I'm watching C-SPAN, and Jeb Bush is getting people fired up in Florida, speaking at the Marco Rubio rally. Jeb Bush, many thought he would be running for the seat, that he would be the senator from Florida. But he, of course, gave up that aspiration a couple of years ago, and Marco Rubio kind of came out of nowhere. I mean, as far as the national scene's concerned, he does state senator, but he is a very, very solid candidate. Like I said, I think Marco Rubio and Rand Paul, if there's anything you could say is certifiable, like true spirit of the so-called quote-unquote Tea Party, I think that the most idealistic you could possibly think of are the ones that have won are Marco Rubio and Rand Paul in the Senate. I think those are two huge wins. Joe Miller, if he gets in, I don't know. I'm not as, oh my God, the amount of people, that's the thing now. People don't just look at you anymore. They have to record you on their phone. Everybody's either got their camera or their phone up. Nobody, they have to like pay people to hold signs because everybody's holding their cameras. It's ridiculous. Mystic Butterfly is getting all hot and heated and rolling around laughing, and Petey of Valley loves Bush. Jeb Bush, I actually like Jeb Bush a lot. I don't know a lot about him. I know he was a pretty successful governor of Florida, and I know that he was really the one that the parents actually thought was going to be groomed to be the president, and they foresaw him being the president, actually, because he was kind of George is the older one, but Jeb was sort of the smarter one. If you've ever seen a roundtable or interview with Jeb Bush, which there's not a lot, you probably have to YouTube that and really look for a lot of Jeb Bush stuff. But he's a really intelligent guy. He's a smart dude. Like I've seen him in roundtable discussions with like Karl Rove and like all those dudes. Like, and he knows his shit, and he knows what's up. Marco Rubio, people are already talking about this guy running for president. It's ridiculous. But in this day and age, I mean, you know, look at Obama. He was in the same spot. He won, like, turned around and ran for president. Rubio could easily do the same thing. But I think Rubio and Rand Paul are two. When they don't like people talking about the waves or whatever, but I think if there's the first wave of this limited government minded wing of the conservatives, I think this is it. These two dudes. But that dude Joe Miller from Alaska kind of creeps me out. I don't know who creeps me out more, him or Lisa Murkowski. And if she wins by write-in, that is amazing. With the name Murkowski, my God, that's pretty amazing. But that's just, that guy Joe Miller. It's like he's got that permanent 5 o'clock shadow that makes him seem kind of like a used car salesman or like I don't know. He's kind of creepy. He creeps me out. I don't know, but he seems kind of fake. I don't know what his deal is. Lady Slugger says George Bush was a pussy. Or says, yeah, George was a pussy. Yeah, George was... Let's face it, George Bush was not the brains behind that 8 years of his presidency, okay? Let's be real. You want to be real. It wasn't really him. Just like all the crap's going right down right now, Obama has no... All Obama does is read speeches. Literally, that's all he does. That's all he has been doing. For the last four years, all he's been doing is campaigning. That's all he does. That's all any of these guys do. From day one, especially the guys that are on the scene and like in the national spotlight, they're always campaigning. That's all they do. That's it. Bullshit. So there you have it. This is your Elección Especial. I'm your host, Vincent LeBay. Give me a call, 347-826-7667. PD of LA just said, there we go. GP, there we go. Is that a booty? Okay, you want some booty music? Let's get some booty shaking music. Let's get dancing, folks. Let's get moving here. Let's not let these elections get us down or get us to, or maybe you're happy. Maybe all the people you wanted to see win won. Everything passed that you wanted passed, and you just want to get down and boogie. Right. Let's do it right now. Give me a call, 347-826-7667. I'll be right back.
Thank you.
And I'm back. That was the Gap Band, and I'm Vincent the Bay, here with you, celebrating election night with my Elección Especial. I'm totally on Facebook, Blue Sky 69. Do you want to be my friend on Facebook? I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll get onto the Facebook right now and then paste that in there for you. I think it's just facebook.com/PTOCCE, but I could be wrong. Ooh, I have Facebook messages and stuff. Yay, everybody's so happy that they voted. Everybody's so proud. I voted today. Yay. I have no idea what I voted for. There was something like 300 different measures and propositions and all sorts of things. It's like, come on, dude. And then all these different, like, city council people, blah-ba-dee-blue. Let me go to my profile here and see if I dial this in here. I think if I want to share my profile, it's just this. I think, yeah. There it is. Here's my profile. There it is. Whoops. There you go. Because I just linked right to my profile. Yep. There I am on Facebook. Check it out. People are commenting on stuff. I try not to be political on Facebook. By the way, Marco Rubio giving... I don't know if this isn't live. This is from earlier tonight. Giving an interesting, very moving speech. Very good speaker. Started off talking about how he's a refugee. His bloodline is his ancestry goes back to people who are exiled here. And he says that spirit's always with him. He'll always be in exile. So that was kind of interesting. Which makes me wonder, what if he is really a mole, like a lifelong communista that was sent over here by Castro? Wouldn't that be a trip? Probably not likely, but we can think about stuff like that sometimes, can't we? So great. Looks like Lady Slugga and everybody is exchanging DTR profiles and adding me. Hopefully people add me on Facebook. I'm on there a lot. I don't get too raunchy. I'm more on Twitter. Like, I'm tweeting stuff all the time. Yep. So there you have it. Give me a call, 347-826-7667. We have an hour to go. Plenty of time to take your calls. We can talk about the elections, which is what I've been doing for the last hour. If you're tired of that, listening to me talk about that, or you want to talk about it, or you just want to talk about anything, call me. And we'll do something on the air that will be fun for both of us. Yes, get me on Facebook, facebook.com/VTOCCE. And Twitter as well, twitter.com/VTOCCE. And I'm on there all the time. So if you need to get a hold of me, that's where I'm at.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. And this is... who do we got here? Blue Sky 69, latest Lady Slugga. Mystic Butterfly 11, TD of LA, holding it down in the chat. Appreciate you folks sticking with me here. Let's keep things moving here with, let's see, it's actually midnight right now where I'm at, which makes this song appropriate. This is Street Sweeper Social Club with Somewhere in the World It's Midnight. And it's midnight here on the West Coast. Give me a call, 347-826-7667. I'll be right back.
Somewhere in the world, it's 3 o'clock. Time to get out of school and think. Somewhere in the world, it's 5 p.m. And quitting time is time to drink. Somewhere in the world, it's 8 o'clock. Let's get fly, man, and go to the gig. Somewhere in the world, it's midnight. And the gorillas just shot you big. Somebody needs a bottle. This is adrenaline, so that's the middle fin. Stomping through your suffers like hope, meth, and Ritalin. Treat life in little sins. We fight for little yen. Despite the bitter end and ignite carcinogens. This is a little shot of can't be stopped. A lot of fuck you pay me, little fuck to cop. Cause them parasites will suck your wop and bankrupt your block. Chuck you overseas to buck the block. And in the gallows of San Quentin, the officials were smitten by the smooth suave way which my initials were written. So they paid no attention that the scribble transmission read, I'ma get out of here. Pray I don't get ammunition. Come on. Somewhere in the world, it's 3 o'clock. Time to get out of school and think. Somewhere in the world, it's 5 p.m. And quitting time is time to drink. Somewhere in the world, it's 8 o'clock. Let's get fly, man, and go to the gig. Somewhere in the world, it's midnight. And the gorilla just shot two pigs. Come on and come on with it. Sometimes the knife holds your soul. You can't see the scars. This force between the stars is dialogue. The stolen DVD players and VCRs. I know a corner if you say cocaine. They claim that you're taking the Lord's name in vain. I came to spit flames until the shit changed. Until we switch games, the streets drown in pain. Now, y'all might just drank and fuck to this. Let's knuckle up and deconstruct the shit. I'ma show you what they dysfunction is. They need some nickel-plated acupuncturists. Violent vulturists. Let's get tumultuous and bring a multitude to where they lunching is. Somewhere in the world, it's 3 o'clock. Time to get out of school and think. Somewhere in the world, it's 5 p.m. And putting time is time to drink. Somewhere in the world, it's 8 o'clock. Let's get fly, man, and go to the gear. But somewhere in the world, it's midnight. And the gorilla just shot you big. Come on, recover with it.
Jesus, I was so loud, I muted myself. Vince in the Bay, back here with you. Blog Talk Radio, it's Elección Especial. Taking your calls at 347-826-7667. You know what, the great thing about the day or two after Halloween is you get all the candy for like half price. So I got a bunch of candy corn. Let's put it this way. I was really bummed that Prop 19 didn't pass, so I drowned my sorrows or puffed my sorrows away, as it were. And so I have the munchies and I have all this candy corn. You know what I love doing is going through the candy corn and sorting it out in finding the one or two or three lone, like, all yellow candy corns. Because, like, you think about it, candy corns, they're yellow, orange, and white. And they're mostly orange with a yellow tip. And a white tip on the other side. It's like, but you find the rare, like down at the bottom of the crumbs and stuff, you usually find in each pack at least like two or three of just the all yellow ones. And I love collecting those. And then when I get like about like, I don't know, 50 of them, I just put them all in one hand and eat them at the same time. So good. God, I love candy corn. It's really good. You can get it for half price at pretty much any Walgreens or whatever. CVS, Duane Reade, whatever you want. I'm sure they got it. Well, by now it's gone. It's probably all Christmas stuff now. So we're taking your calls, 347-826-7667. So Rand Paul is now, they're running his acceptance speech on C-SPAN. He looks great. Good for him. Anywho, I got a caller on the line. Let's go to the lines now with from the 111, who is on the air.
I am currently in L.A., and I'm here to report your Dance with the Stars. What's up? It's Callie.
Well, technically, I'm not in L.A. No, you're a Dancing with the Stars correspondent. You don't have to say where you're at exactly. Just make it seem like you're basically on the set, like with what's the chick's name on there? Brooke Burke.
But yeah, I don't like her. I like the other one, Samantha. She was cool.
Yeah. So yeah, we need our Dancing with the Stars update. I didn't catch. I saw Brandy dance. She looked all right. I didn't see anybody else dance. I missed Bristol. I haven't seen Bristol dance in like 3 weeks. I don't even know. I can't believe she's still on the show.
Well, she is currently on the show. She did not get eliminated tonight. Rick Fox and Cheryl Burke got eliminated. But I did watch last night, and I'm the type of person who flips through the channels. And I did watch last night. And Bristol, your girl, did really good. She performed Kelly Osbourne's Foxtrot. I don't know what the fuck it's called. I'm not a dancer. But she did really well. And honestly, I think maybe if it's not this TV show, if it's not ABC, then it's just the people that watch. It's because we want to see how much of a train wreck she is. And, hey, you know, I'm still surprised that she's on. Rick Fox did really, really well. Bristol, she kind of still sucks, but, you know, she is Sarah Palin's daughter, and everyone hearts Sarah Palin, sadly. But, yeah, she's still on there. Brandy did okay. Audrina is off. I forgot to report last week. Audrina was off. Or did I? Was I here last week? Like, I don't know where I've been.
Yeah.
But yeah, Bristol's still on. Poor Rick Fox is gone. Maybe Bristol will take it and win it. God, I hope not. But maybe she
I can't believe she outlasted Rick Fox, quite honestly. Rick Fox, I thought, was doing pretty good.
Yeah, he was doing really good.
it's got to be getting down to, what, like five or six people left? Or less than that, maybe.
I think it's five. I think quarterfinals are next week.
It's amazing. I hope she makes it. I hope she makes it to the final four. I think that'd be great. Just like Erin Andrews, just kind of hung around there, and all of a sudden she was good at the end.
But Erin was, you know, she did fairly well. She was not as horrible as Bristol. Bristol, like I said last week, you know, Bristol acts like she's all innocent. She's like an activist for teen pregnancy. Girl, we know that you had sex. We know you produced.
I know. And I want her to act on that. I want her to let us see it. Don't save it just for Levi. Show all of us.
I know, man. Like, you
she's
know
got some
not
great
a virgin.
Legs, too. She's got some amazing, amazing
she
legs.
Has long, she has long legs.
But yeah, I think it looks to me like it's the front runners are Brandy and Jennifer Grey.
Yeah. But who knows how long Jennifer Grey will last. She was complaining last show about how she's 50 and like,
oh,
she's old and she can't do nails
God.
Or whatever.
Oh, she's just
oh, Derek.
She's being dramatic. Like, they need some sort of character arc for these people, because they're trying to play them off as characters too at the same time, you know.
Yeah.
Because it's like a game show, but they're trying to make it a reality show at the same time. That's the thing. A lot of things that get called reality shows aren't really reality shows; they're game shows.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, we got another caller on the line who wants to get in on the conversation. This is, if I'm not mistaken, Tamariga.
I'll take Tamariga for five, Alex.
Okay, oh. Tamariga then.
It is. It's Tamunga. It's that Skype password. I'm all rooter. Skype made me. I had signed up for my Skype account.
Got it. Old rooter, welcome to the program. What is on your mind?
I was just listening to that nice lady talk to you, and I just wanted to hear her live. And I was in your chat room because she sounds pretty. And I'm drunk.
Yeah.
Woo, the drunk people.
Not drunk people, just old rooter. I'm drinking my 10 high Kentucky.
Oh, my God. It's old rooter. I remember you.
See, I am a Blog Talk Radio legend. Tell him, honey.
Dude. Old Rooter came to one of CRC's shows, and I don't know what me and CRC were doing or whatever, but he came, and we, like, had a conversation. And I think he's actually stopped by my show. He's a Blog Talk legend.
Somewhat.
He's like Vince in the Bay. He's like the daddy of Vince in the Bay.
Oh, I'm 86 years old, and I'm drunk. Hold on. Taking a drink. Hold on there. I heard you talking about that Bristol chick. I think you know you might like the feller there. I'm sorry. Hold on, let me. Vince. Yeah, I was gonna say Vince, but the Spanish stuff threw me off a little bit on the title. And but he said she has some nice legs, and she does. But I think she's about like a three pack of ho hos away from just blowing up to about 275.
Yeah, but aren't we all?
Yep. Well, wow. I'm at 820.
No,
right.
I like them. I like them. You know, I like a little extra cushion for the push-in. I like them thick. I like to call it voluptuous.
I like the thick ones with the white pantyhose, and you just lay your head on them and go to sleep. Kind of like holding like a big old one of them Fred Flintstone steaks, you know. Just kind of grab that leg and just kind of fall asleep on it and stick your thumb in your mouth and just dream about mommy feeding you like oatmeal when you were like five.
Why the
okay,
fuck
so
are there ants all over me?
Ant?
Give
you're sweet.
The fuck? Seriously, there's ants all over me.
You need to
get them off.
Yeah, get that sugar off of you. You're too sweet. What, you want Rooter come lick the sugar off of you?
Maybe later.
Oh, I started to say, because if you said no, I was gonna flap a George Washington out for you. And,
let's save that for later in the show. We don't want to shoot our load too quick here. Let's get Lady Slugger in here on the conversation. Lady Slugga, what's going on? What do you have to say?
How you doing, Vince? I just heard the dude. What's his name?
Old Rooter.
Old Rooter? Old Rooter, yeah.
He has a show on here or no?
I don't know. I've never heard him before.
Oh, because the other chick said that he's a BTR legend, I thought she said.
Yes. he comes around to Blog Talk shows. He's been on my show, and he's been on my best friend's show, and he does. I've never heard his show, but he does have a show.
Oh. Wow.
He's got a really sexy voice, doesn't he?
Oh, yeah, very sexy. Where'd he go?
So, Reuter, you know, he's here. Reuter, so you still do shows, right?
I haven't done one since August 1st because I bought a pizza joint and I haven't had time, but I'm thinking about kicking it up again. But I call shows because I like talking to new people and having fun and shooting the shit with everybody. And I hadn't heard you out here before when I'm up this late, and you guys sounded like you were having fun, and I thought I'd call in and recognize a couple people in your chat rooms. Oh, Mystic and PD of LA's in there, and Blue Sky, and I saw those people. This might be a good one to shoot the shit with it. And I heard that one lady on your talk, and you know, she sounded pretty hot.
That's your girl, Callie.
This is me talking to Callie, whispering in her ear.
Hey, baby, what's up?
Wow. I heard that vibrate through my phone.
Hot for 86-year-old.
Well, I'm a very old 22-year-old.
22? Oh, my God. I wouldn't know what to do with you. I'm so old.
Okay.
It'd take you to the sock hop and shit, and you'd look at me funny, wanting to go raving and pounding some E in your face, and I wouldn't know what to do with that. So,
wow.
Only thing I knew how to do was spike the punch with a little bit of Everclear.
100% proof Everclear?
180, baby. 180. Get your shit together. Oh. How about you?
I need some advice, old Reuter. And Vinny.
Vince?
I need some advice. Okay.
Yeah. What do you need to know?
I'm a drunk side.
What do you need advice for?
You know how I interview unsigned rappers and unsigned artists and stuff like that?
Mm-hmm.
So like I did that today. And with one of my coworkers, remember Sean B? He was on my show. I don't know. He was on my show, and so he asked me if I would interview a rapper he was doing a song with. So I went down there and I interviewed him. And then, like, somehow magically, the dude got my number. I was like, oh, that's cool. And he's like, thanks for interviewing me. I was like, no problem, blah, blah, blah. Dude was like, you're hot. I was like, thank you. And then he's like, I'm feeling you. I was like, well, thank you. He's like, are you feeling me? I was like, I don't know you. I've only met you for 5 minutes. And I was at, after the interview, I went to work. And I was like, I don't know you. And then he called me, and I was like, I'm at work. I'm talking to my coworker. My coworker is like,
he's stalking you.
But, like, I don't know what to say. He's like, are you attracted to me? I just kind of got cheated on twice. I'm not really attracted to anybody. So how do I get him to leave me alone nicely?
Tell him you're never going to play his music again.
That's true. I don't have his music. I just, like, my coworker does. I've honestly never heard his music.
You interviewed him and you never heard his music?
Yeah.
Wow.
I was supposed to do my research, but I really didn't because I've been kind of busy.
Wait, did...
Well, stalking...
You didn't even...
So you
interviewed him, but you didn't play any of his music, but you interviewed him about his music.
This is interview for, like, YouTube, so the only thing I did was interview him. I didn't play any of his music. It was not, like, a regular blog talk show. It was, like...
Oh.
It was
an interview for something else.
Yeah, I went into the studio where...
For like an EPK or something.
Yeah.
Got it. You should let us know when that sees the light of day, if it does.
I don't know if I will tell people if it's on YouTube or not. I was in pajamas when I interviewed him.
Do you want old Reuters advice on what to do?
Any advice would be good.
Here you go. You tell the dude, say, so, listen, dude, I've never listened to your music, but my buddy has. Is the buddy a he or a she?
It's a he.
Okay. My buddy's listened to it. He likes it a lot, but what I'm going to do, and Vince, holler at me if this gets too vulgar, but this is like actual advice. If your buddy wants me to go out with, if my buddy wants me to go out with you, my buddy has to let me fist his anus.
Oh, my God. God.
You want to
get my... spit all over my computer.
Get that.
I cannot believe he just said that.
Huh? You want to get the solid Crisco, that big old white tin, and just kind of rub it all over your fist, okay? Then take a picture of it and show it to the rapper feller and say, this is going to my buddy's ass before I go out with you, all right?
That sounds like sound advice to me. I don't know what else to prescribe for that.
I don't know what to do. Don't know what to say.
We encourage other people to give us a call and suggest a maybe something that's a little bit easier on the stomach.
Wow.
Join the conversation, 347-826-7667. We're talking the elections. We're talking Dancing with the Stars. We're talking fisting. We do it all here, kids. Tune in. Tell your friends.
No,
wake up.
Wake up the
kids.
Is not allowed.
Exit only, huh?
Come on, Vince. How many times have we spoke about that on my show, on the sidebar, on your show? Yuck. Yuck, 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 yuck. Yuck. Did I mention the word yuck?
Ugh. No.
God. Holy crap.
Thank you, very nice.
Should I tell him I only date black guys?
Do you really only date black guys?
No.
Oh. But he's
this
a white guy,
Mystic,
and that's...
That's Mystic Butterfly talking right now, or no?
No. This is, she's not in the chat room.
Oh.
This is your girl, Kelly.
Put up her BTR link in the chat room, if you could, please.
I don't know. Do you want me to, is that okay to do that, Kelly?
Go right ahead.
For a while. I take it you're not on your computer, or you don't care to, you don't even care about chatting, or...
I'm on my computer, but it's mainly like on Facebook and Twitter, so that's how I saw it. I can go to Blog Talk, but I'm just on Blog.
How old is
I think if you look her up, I think if you look
I'm
her up on
22.
I think
said?
If you.
Mm-hmm.
Why are you interested, Slugga?
No, I was just asking because I also date black guys, but I was curious. I wanted to ask you why, because you said you only date black guys. Why is that?
Oh, I don't only date black guys. The last guy that I dated was black. So
she's looking for. She's trying to use. Yeah, she wants an excuse to get away from this other guy.
Oh, well, I think he hung up already. We don't hear him no more, right?
No, it's a different guy.
Okay. My bad.
Oh no, he didn't hang up. Old Reuter's here. Do you want to talk to Old Reuter?
No, I thought that's who you were talking about just now.
I love Old Reuter.
Oh no. We were just getting his opinion. He's on the panel tonight, and we're just getting Callie called in, and she had this dilemma, and he suggested he take a certain route, and
So do you mean that if you told the other guy that's stalking you that you only date black guys, that he would stop talking to you because of that?
Yeah, because he's white.
So he wouldn't think that he had a chance, which, you know, I mean.
Wait, were you ever at any point feeling him at all?
No.
And he never, like, from the beginning ever, did he, he had no reason to believe that you might ever be interested with him to begin with.
He said I was checking him out, technically, if I was checking him out, is because, like, he said that I heard that he was, like, kind of gangster, and, like, I was like, oh, shit, you know, some shit might go down, I better see if they have a gun or something, like, I don't know, I've never met this person in my life, like, I gotta make sure I know my surroundings and stuff like that, so I don't know if he thought I was checking him out. I was just making sure that if something went down or whatever, I would run from out of the studio. I don't know. I was just you know.
You know what's the first red flag for me is the fact this is the guy that you're supposed to interview for a show and you haven't heard any of his music.
I was supposed to. I just didn't.
I want to see your BTR page.
Does he have a MySpace or something we can look at? Let's check him out.
Uh-huh.
Oh, you gotta log on. You gotta log on to BTR now and, like, post that shit in there. Cause I'm not gonna check.
Well, I'm just like, if is your name Cali Girl on your BTR page or
Your Girl Cali? Yeah. I am a Blog Talk host. I've hosted well over 200 shows.
She's notorious.
I'm not really.
Probably more notorious than the old Rooter. I don't know. What do you think? Old Rooter is.
I don't go. I mean, the only shows that I go to are yours and Ronnie's and Desert Rose, but I haven't been, like, to your guys'. I think yours is the only show that I've actually called into lately. I haven't
Rose
very much on Blog Talk.
Or old Rooter said so.
What?
Desert Rose is a tramp until her old Rooter said so.
Wow.
She'll love Court and giggle and then come and beat my ass later.
Well, hopefully videotape it.
I know, because I kind of like it when she whips my ass. It's kind of erotic.
It's hot.
You're just a kinky old man, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. I mean, when you get 86, you're lucky. You know, I got to have my ass beat a lot to get a chubby.
Oh, my God.
Old Rooter, I love you, dude. Like, you're epic.
Oh, yeah, hold on a second.
I'm in the chat right now.
Goddamn whisk.
All right.
I know none of these people. Never seen them before. But hi, people. If you came to my show, much appreciate it and love.
Stay in there. My computer's acting like an idiot right now, so I can't see the chat room. I want to go to your
of
page.
LA. Do I know you, PD of LA?
PD of LA. Well,
that,
if you don't, you're going to get to know him.
Well, he's like, Callie's here, run men.
Oh.
I don't fist. That is not my thing.
Okay, here we go.
All right, well, we're working this stuff out. We're going to take a break. Give me a call, 347-826-7667. Our election coverage continues here on Elección Especial. We'll be right back.
Baby came down from Romania. She was a queen of Tanzania, but now we live. te vamos a hacer cumplir. No importa părinți privirea, dar te bine ești votară. Și cu frumos te-a dat imaș pe tot din vară. Orice bărba te dorește, câte vreme nebunește. Dar da, v-ați dat orice, s-a dat și cap. Mersul din și-a lăsat nevasta.
We lost Lady Slugga. Oh, no, we didn't. Lady Slugga's still here. We're gonna hopefully have our panel stick around here for the last for the home stretch here, and we're happy to take more calls at 347-826-7667. It's election night, and our live, up to the minute election coverage continues here. If you want to join us and report from your local precinct, the number is 347-826-7667. Once again, I'd like to thank the beautiful folks in the chat room. Blue Sky 69, Lady Slugga, Mystic Butterfly 11, Old Ruta, Pedia Valley, Arlo, I think it's Arlo. Arlo, and of course, our lovely and talented Dancing with the Stars correspondent, your girl, Kelly. Oh, so I hope you guys will stick around. We're probably going to play some Seinfeld trivia in a little bit. But first, I want to go to Kelly. Kelly, oh, hey, baby.
I think it's really, like, Spanish music, I would say that.
I'm glad you joined us in the chat room. This is great to have you here. PD of LA says, I cannot believe you guys done perved Vince's chat room. Shame, shame. Perved my chat room?
Dude, Vince's chat
my
room
chat
Vince's show is completely perverted. Have you not met Vince in the bank?
Yeah, my chat room comes pre-perved. Okay, so the elections. You voted today, right?
I did.
Okay. If you want to talk about it, great. If not, I'm fine with it. But two things. Give me one thing that you voted for that passed, that you're stoked that passed, and so one thing you voted for that failed, that you're pissed off that it failed. The two extremes.
I don't think any of the propositions that I wanted to pass were. I was totally down for Prop 19. I voted yes. That failed, obviously. Everyone said it was kind of going to do it, which I don't do that, but, I mean, I just wanted to get the money into the California because, you know, we're so broke. I also voted yes on the raise of the $18 on registration, since you get to go into the parks for free if that has been raised. It's just an extra $18 on your car registration. I don't know if that passed.
Even if you never drive there.
Yeah, I mean, even if you don't, it's for, like, you know, global warming or some shit like that.
I like the warm weather.
For a state senator, I normally vote for Barbara Boxer, but Carly Feinstein, or however you fucking say your name, I don't know.
Fiorina.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
She didn't win
She's
anyway.
Definitely not Einstein. More like Frankenstein.
I voted for her because she did have, like, a good point about Barbara Boxer has been in the Senate for, like, 28 years and really hasn't did anything for California. But I normally, last re-election, I voted for Barbara. This time I went against her, but she won, so congratulations to her. I hope that she does something. For governor, I did not vote for Meg or Jerry. I voted for Britney Spears. Literally, I was going to take a picture of my ballot, but I wasn't sure if that was legal or anything. I didn't want to get in trouble and, like, put it on Facebook and be like, oh, look what I voted for, and then totally get, arrested or some shit, because I read, like, some guy got arrested and fined for voting twice, so I hella didn't want to be like, oh, I took a picture of my ballot because it's in Britney Spears on it. I didn't want to get arrested or anything like that, but I went for Britney Spears. Britney Spears didn't win. Jerry Brown did. I try to get my Twitter people to vote for me for California governor, but obviously that didn't work, but... And that's all I remember.
Excellent.
What about you?
On one of the I think it was a councilman or something, I wrote in dude.
Are we allowed to do that? Like, I know that we're allowed to.
Yeah. You're allowed to not even, like, you're allowed to just sign it and turn it in. You don't have to vote for anything. What if you just want, if there's one thing you care about and that's the only thing you know about and the only thing you're educated on, there's nothing that says you can't just go in there and vote on that one thing and then leave.
Like, I was going to do that. Like, with the senator and state secretary, I don't, honestly, these people flood the radio and TV and and calling us. I don't give a fuck who you are, and I know you're not going to do anything for me. So I'm going to just write in someone, whoever I want. I was going to do that for everyone because I didn't give a shit about who won. The only thing I was worried about was, like, Prop 19 and then, like, the one for the registration. So I didn't care. And I didn't want people, like, you didn't vote, blah, blah, blah. So, like, I went down there and voted, but I was afraid that, you know, the government was going to be like, Callie, you're not allowed to do that. And, like, throw me in jail. Because that would just be ridiculous if I got thrown in jail because I put Britney Spears on my ballot.
Let's bring in Old Rooter. Old Rooter, are you still there?
Well, yeah, I'm here.
So your impressions of election night?
Well, shit, hell, I ain't even been paying attention. I got busy drinking. The Republicans out here, you know, they got us drunk so we could go vote. So I got plastered and voted, and I think that's about it. I don't even know what the hell I voted for. They told me to go hit the red button, so I did.
And Lady Slugga, what was your experience at the polls today and the results? What was your take?
No, I was in the doctor's all day today.
You didn't vote today?
Nope.
Did you have the gynecologist?
No, I have an aneurysm in my left carotid artery, so I was at the neurologist all day.
Oh.
Trying to decide whether I'm going to get surgery or not.
Might as well.
Well, they said it was 50-50, so I'm not sure if that's good enough.
Yeah, 50-50, you better take me in there and cut me open and plaster me up.
I've been dealing with it since 2006. So, I don't know. I don't think I'm going to do the surgery.
No. What are you going to do if that thing just blows up tomorrow?
Drop dead when it blows up? I mean, what am I going to do?
That sucks.
I mean, I've been dealing with it for so many years now that I've learned to manage the headaches and stuff like that. I'm not too much stressed out, and stress usually triggers it to explode and all that stuff, so I'm all right, I guess, for now.
Oh. So it's in your
head. Okay, we have a caller now that we'd like to bring into the mix. In the 727, I believe this is Mystic Butterfly 11. Am I correct?
Yes, you are. Hey, guys.
Hey,
Luda. Hi, girls.
What's up?
Hi. Hey, PD Presidente.
Who's the Presidente?
PD, we're going to start a new movement. PD for President 2012.
That's right. Exclusive right here on our election special.
That's right. There you go.
Mystic Butterfly 11 herself proclaims.
I predict. Wait, let me look into my crystal ball. I just like messing with him. How is everybody? That election, I don't know. Vince, was it a paper election by you?
Paper? First of all, yes. I hear something vibrating. Is somebody playing with themselves right now?
You're funny.
Are you playing with yourself, Vince?
Well, yeah, but I'm not using anything electronic to do it.
I don't know.
Never mind. It went away. It went away. That's funny. It went away when you started talking, Callie.
Now there's an X.
Oh, my God. No.
Anyways. Oh, my God. Mystic Butterfly 11. We're saying
on air. That's bad. That'd be like me, a whore, and I'm not a whore, so no.
It's too bad. If you were, you might be a contestant on Dancing with the Stars.
Well, I can whore it out for Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Do you need somebody to help shoot your promo tape?
My promo tape? Okay, then.
Yeah, I can arrange that.
I mean, like, shit, Bristol Payton just had, like, a kid at, like, 18 or 17 or whatever, however old she is. Seriously, you know what I should have done? I should have got pregnant at, like, 16 and, like, had my own reality show.
That's where the money's at these days. All right, somebody's got their vibrator on. I totally hear somebody's vibrator.
It's not me, I swear.
Not me, I was talking.
All right. It might just
be
a weird
connection. Why do you hear it? None of us hear it.
It might just be a weird connection. I don't know. What's that? What are you doing? Who is that?
I hate my vibrator.
Yeah, it's loud.
No, it's not mine. Trust me.
Anyways.
You didn't just hear me talking about that on the sidebar earlier?
No.
Yeah, you remember. Vince, don't lie.
I have amnesia.
Yeah, okay.
Thank you, very nice.
I'm curious whether that's just like a pocket rocket or is it one of those like rabbit things, rabbit ear things.
They both suck.
What do you prefer?
Neither one of them. They both suck.
Because I figure since you you would know what works and what doesn't work because it's been since almost a year.
Yeah, it'll be a year. Well, in January it'll be a year since I've had sex.
They don't have like a room where you guys can just like go at it for a couple minutes.
No, the visits are contact visits, but it's not like that. Like we could hold hands and hug, but that's it.
But don't they have when we get married,
we'll have conjugal visits, I think. But not right now.
When is he out?
I'm sorry?
When is he out?
2070?
No, he was sentenced 7 to 18, but he put in some already, so hopefully 4.
So 4 more months, so...
4 years.
February? Oh, 4 years?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, thank you, but I'm managing. I'm a good
girl. It'll be over before you know it. You're already doing a year, right?
A year already went by, so yeah. It went by pretty quick.
Before you know it, it'll be gone and over. Done and over. Ah, that's rough.
The vibrator? Yeah, I know. It's really loud.
No.
I can't hear it.
No. Yeah, I don't hear it either. I'm just saying, I don't know what happened. I don't know your story. But 4 years, that's a long time, Mama.
I know. But I used to live like 4 hours away from where he is placed, and I moved closer, like 20 minutes closer, so I could visit him like every Friday. So even though he's behind a wall, I still see him every week. And our visits are like 8 hours. So I manage. But I'm faithful. I'm very faithful. So.
Well, then he's a very lucky man.
Yes, he is. And thank you.
You're welcome.
They're all lucky until they fuck up.
Well, you know, not really. There's some women out there that can be, you know, just as bad as they are. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I'm finding that a lot. I see that a lot on Blog Talk, too. There's a lot of, you know,
that's
different
my kind of... My show started off on Blog Talk about that. It's called I Do the J-Pay Ride and Things. I don't know if you ever heard of a site called J-Pay.
No, honey,
but
no.
It's a site where we log on. It's a forum, and it's mostly all women that talk about their men in prison, and we kind of are like a shoulder to cry on and stuff. But also on the J-Pay site,
we could email them and it gets printed out at the prison and given to them the day after or the day after that. We can also send money, put money on their book through the website, get them holiday packages. It's a really great site. It's helped me a lot. It helps me stay in contact, like, as much as possible.
That's good. That's good.
For Seinfeld trivia, this is where we do a quick trivia for our listeners here. We have our panel. This is the Seinfeld trivia question of the day. Who said this? Quote, "Oh, I've cut slices so thin I couldn't even see them." Let's go first to your girl Callie. Who said that?
President Obama.
No, this is Seinfeld. You know the television show, television show. I can't even say it. Television show. Do you know what a television is? Some kids don't know. Hey, come on, don't laugh. Some people don't know what a television is.
What is it?
What do you mean? It's like an iPhone. It's like the iPhone, but bigger. You know those things.
I don't have an iPhone.
It's like an iPad, but really big, and then you put it on the
wall. I don't have an iPad.
You've seen them though, right?
I don't know what they are. What are they?
Have you seen the show Seinfeld?
No.
So you don't know who that quote is from? Okay. All right,
I'm
so moving along.
President Barack Obama is my final answer.
Okay. Incorrect. Unfortunately, we lost Mystic Butterfly. I was hoping she might be able to chime in for some quick Seinfeld trivia. She couldn't, so we have to go to Lady Slugga. Lady Slugga, who said, quote, "Oh, I've cut slices so thin I couldn't even see them"?
I don't know.
George W. Bush.
Oh, you know Seinfeld, right?
I know,
okay,
Blue
Sky 69 says Jerry Seinfeld. He can't spell Seinfeld. He gets, but I know what he's trying. He's trying. He's, nope, wasn't Seinfeld.
Jerry Seinfeld.
Jerry did not say that, no.
The bald-headed dude.
George. No.
The
George
guy that was in Pretty
say,
Woman.
Pretty Woman. What? That's Richard Gere.
No, the attorney dude.
I don't even know what you're talking about. All I remember is Richard Gere and
Julia Roberts, and then there was some attorney dude that was like short, fat, and like had like black hair on the sides. He's like in a Jimmy Kimmel commercial.
I don't know. But the answer was Kramer. That was Kramer. That's your Seinfeld trivia.
I was just trying to. You're asking quotes, and so I was throwing people out there.
How about Nancy Pelosi? She's no longer Speaker of the House. She's going to have to change her Twitter account.
That's for her. Who won then?
Huh?
Oh yeah, the Republicans are in control of that, huh?
Yeah, it's Speaker Boehner now.
I heard
she's just gonna retire.
Hopefully.
So I had one package of candy corns, and out of that I got two all yellow candy corns and one all orange candy corn.
Wow.
That's pretty
awesome.
Do you
like candy corn?
Fuck yeah.
Yuck.
Great. I wish they were a sponsor of the show. They should be.
But, like, this is
sugary
my feel.
Hmm?
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
But, like, this is my thing. If someone sponsored or paid commercials or whatever, a lot of these people, like, on Blog Talk Radio don't pay royalties. And so...
No, they just play commercials because they want to sound like they're like a real radio show.
But you can get paid
I've heard
for
that.
The commercial.
Oh really? Oh yeah, you do. It's like a revenue sharing thing or whatever.
But they don't pay.
I don't think they pay very much, but like a lot of these people are not. They're playing copyright music and they're not paying royalties. They can go to jail.
Maybe. But I don't know. There's only 10 people listening, though.
There's probably more. It's just not showing up.
Yeah.
You're Vince in the motherfucking Bay. Like, everyone loves
you. Dude, apparently, if you pay for the premium account or whatever, you can see all these statistics on, like, the demographics and where... You know, people are listening to you from and who's listening to your archives and blah, blah, blah. And this shit, like, streams. This streams on another site, too. They have an iPhone app. I forgot what it's called. It's called, like, Clutch or Cinch or something. I don't know. I'll figure it out sometime, but... Oh, yeah, what's that? Who are these random people? Oh, my God, we have 2 minutes to go on the show.
Wow.
Well, I want to Blue Sky, yes, I got your Facebook request. Thank you for contacting me. I will add you as a Facebook friend momentarily. It looks like we're going to have to wrap up the show here. I want to thank my fantabulous guests tonight. Your girl, Callie, who is our resident Dancing with the Stars correspondent. I was glad we were able to hook up and get the report in. Also, Lady Slugga, of course, as always. It's a pleasure and an honor to have your presence here with us.
Wow.
And Mrs. TG was with us early on. That was great that she at least came over and hung out with us for a little while while we got warmed up. And that's been your election coverage. I guess we'll Slugga, you have a show tomorrow?
Yeah, I'm going to do a dance hall reggae show again, and I have actually a dude named Sticky. I don't mean to laugh, but his name is Sticky, and I'm probably going to have him talking for a little bit and playing some of his music.
That sounds fantastic. Well, I will try to show up for that.
Okay.
And we're gonna close with some reggae-ish music. This is Dancehall from Sean Bones. We're out of here. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. We'll see you next time. We'll probably talk to you, I don't know, tomorrow, if not sometime very, very soon. Peace out.